Wow. I had a weekend. I did. See what I got in the mail here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Grandpa Gary. Happy birthday to you. I love you.
I love you too, baby. We're here. We're bad. We're nationwide. We're global. We're everywhere. We're here, and hi. It's Monday morning. A very nice weekend for me, and thanks for joining us. This is the 28th of September, the day after my birthday. Oh, man, I had a great time. I really did. Thanks for everybody in my life for reminding me that, well, you know, once a year you get all the good stuff. I love birthdays. So, I had a Cuban meal. I did. A Cuban sandwich. Did you have a margarita? I did, and it was pretty good. And I'm sitting in my new chair. It doesn't even squeak. Let me see if I can squeak it. The older you get, you know, it's when you're a kid, it's like, what toy are you gonna get, and you know, what kind of candles in the cake? You know, at some point, I just like a chair. So, got my chair. I did. So, I got other good news for you, for folks that are wondering if there is an end to the, shall we say, Trump administration. Well, it looks like there is, actually. Donald J. Trump paid $750. Not $750 million or $750 billion. Donald J. Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency. And in his first year in the White House, he paid another $750. He had paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years, largely because he reported losing much more money than he made. What is this? The New York Times has come up with Trump's tax returns, and you're going to hear about this all day and all week. As the president wages a re-election campaign that polls say he is in danger of losing, New York Times wants us to know. His finances are under stress, beset by losses and hundreds of millions of dollars in debt coming due that he has personally guaranteed. Also hanging over him is a decade-long audit battle with the IRS over the legitimacy of a $72.9 million tax refund that he claimed and received after declaring huge losses. An adverse ruling on that one could cost him more than $100 million. So, the tax returns Mr. Trump has long fought to keep private tell a story fundamentally different than the one that he has sold to the American public. His reports to the IRS portray a businessman, I'm quoting here, the New York Times, who takes in hundreds of million dollars a year, yet racks up chronic losses that he aggressively employs to avoid paying taxes. Now, with his financial challenges mounting, records show that he depends more and more and more on making money from businesses that put him in potential and often direct conflict of interest with his job as president. New York Times has obtained the tax return data extending over more than two decades for Trump and the hundreds of companies that make up his business organization, including a detailed information from his first 2 years in office. That does not include the personal returns for 2018 or 19. The article offers an overview of the Times findings. The returns are, of course, some of the most sought after and speculated about records in recent memory. So his lawyer comes out, and one of his lawyers, this guy Garton, says the term personal taxes, he paid millions of dollars in personal taxes. However, that appears to be conflating income tax with other federal taxes, Social Security, Medicare, taxes for his household employees. How about this? Tax data examiner of the Times provides a roadmap of revelations from write-offs for the cost. Have you done your taxes? Try writing this one off yourself. From write-offs for the cost of a criminal defense lawyer and a mansion used as a family retreat, to a full accounting of the millions of dollars the president received from the 2013 Miss Universe pageant in Moscow. Yeah, that didn't go so well either. You know, the thing that's... I am in a good mood. The thing that's happening in short order here... Biden's polls are up. And guess what? Tomorrow is the debate, which I have a feeling this may came up. The candidates are going to face off in Cleveland. Did I just say that? Yeah, in Cleveland. Polls show Mr. Biden leading in several key states. And early voting is already underway in parts of the country. Ladies and gentlemen, in my hand, I have my mail-in ballot. I'm going to vote for president this morning right here in the air. Yeah. So anyway, lots cooking there. Back to the polls. In Georgia, Trump up by 1. In Michigan, Biden up by 8. In Minnesota, Biden up by 6. In North Carolina, Biden up by 2. South, Trump up by 10. And then Biden up by 10 in Wisconsin. Nationally, these are national polls now. Biden up by 10, according to the USC Dornsif poll. Up by 8, according to the New York Times Siena College poll. Up by 8, according to ABC News. So, what do you think? So you got polls up. You got the debate tomorrow, and just in time to hear about Trump's tax returns. I know. That's what I... All right, I believe we're done with that. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll celebrate a little bit on a Monday morning here. At least me not forget that the Cubs won the Central Division of the National League over the weekend. Yeah, they're in it. And the Bears won, too. So, wow. And I got a chair. I don't need to drink like I used to. Well, maybe a little bit.
These are the reasons I drink. The reasons I tell everybody I'm fine, even though I am not. These are the reasons I overdo it. I have been working since I can remember, since I was single digits. Now, even though
I feel such rapture.
Alanis Morissette. I love it when her brogue is so pronounced. Those are some of the reasons that she drinks. Hey, good morning. Hello. Don't drink. No. I'll have some coffee or some tea or something, but we'll get through the day without getting, you know, a little schnockered before our lunch. It's 16 after the hour. It's the last Monday of September here. Boy, the calendar is just whizzing by. Thursday brings us October. I have a book of Halloween catalogs from yesteryear. We're going to do some of that stuff. And, you know, coming up this week, I hope a couple of things I'm really looking forward to. Like, we're going to talk about Enneagrams. I don't know if I've ever mentioned Enneagrams on the radio, but that's a really, really interesting, I don't even know how to explain it. It's a Sufi belief system that I stumbled upon many years ago, and now it seems like other people are getting wind of it too, so maybe we'll get a chance to talk about Enneagrams later. And get this, I was out getting gas yesterday. I love this. And there's a note, one of those, somebody just, you know, photocopied a sheet with then his phone number. You know, you've seen what I'm talking about, where you rip off one and you take the number. All right, what was this all about? It was a guy who pays cash for records, says here. Yeah. And we had just done some moving in the studio. There were a lot of records over here. I wasn't really trying to sell any, you know, LPs. But I saw this and I thought, wow, what is this guy's story? So I don't want to call him live on the air. I'll call him when I get off. We'll see if we can chat with him this week. His name's Mike. So Mike the record guy. Yeah. Anyway, all that going on. Lots for me to get out of bed about today. So I got, move over to the mail. I need some patriotic music here. You ready? Let's see what I can do, if I could. All right. So I got it here. I have the vote by mail official ballot from the Board of Election Commissioners, which came over the weekend here. Start the battle. Hear the battle. All right. I'm gonna do this live on the air. This isn't a bit. It isn't a stunt. I'm actually looking at my ballot here. There you go. I think we have the battle hymn of the Republic. So, all right. Here we go. It's addressed to me properly. Pretty obvious that it's a mail-in ballot. As I go through this whole nonsense, I think, about the, you know, the lack of integrity with mail-in voting and what's going to happen. I guess if you were going to try to steal a ballot, this one would look like a ballot. Vote by mail official ballot. Turn the choir down. Okay, just a little bit so I can get through this. All right, so see what this takes here. Okay. All right. This is a lot of stuff here. All right. Vote by mail secured drop boxes. This is in Chicago now. There's a new option for vote by mail voters. Submit your ballot return envelope at any of the Chicago Election Board's secured drop boxes. Okay, I think this is a response to the charge that they're gonna steal your ballot. Well, they can't do this because this one's locked. Whether you use the U.S. mail or a drop box, you must use the signed and sealed ballot return envelope with your name on it to submit your ballot. All right, we're gonna do that in a minute. So I'm looking here. There are 50. Looks like there are 50. Drop box locations in Chicago. I'm guessing that these are, these are 50 wards worth. All right, so you do your ballot and you go down and you put it in the thing here. Let's see here. They have 24-hour drop boxes. Oh, this is cool. And then the one near me, and I don't want to blurt out exactly where we are, but I think, it's a high school near me. Okay. All right, I'm ready. Okay. Let's get our sharpened number 2 pencil in hand here and get ready to vote. All right, now, let's see what we got. This is a pretty big package here. Older people like mail. I'm not old enough to like it yet, but I'm working on that here. Okay. All right, Spanish translation, looks like. That's good. The stuff here. All right, let's see here. Okay. I think I'll fill this out in English, if that'd be all right. Okay. This packet contains your official ballot, the postage paid ballot return envelope. I read this on the air the other day. Did I not say something about the necessity to procure a stamp? Apparently not in Chicago. So to vote, fill in the oval as shown in the picture at right. This, you know, you've seen this, all right. And you use blue or black ink. Do not use pencil, red pen, or whiteout. Whiteout? Oops. Don't write in a candidate who's already on the ballot. Don't make any other marks on the ballot. To write in a candidate whose name is not on the ballot, write in the name of the line on the line provided and fill in the oval. I don't think we're going to do that today. Your votes will be counted, even if you don't vote the entire ballot. All right, now that's called, what is that called there? It's when a ballot isn't completely filled out. Anyway, it doesn't look like they're going to kick that out. So you place the voted ballot in the black and yellow ballot return envelope. Be sure to use the ballot return envelope with your name printed on it. Then sign your name and write the date in the yellow box as shown in the picture on the right. Sign like your signature on your driver's license or state ID, then you seal the envelope. If anybody helped you mark your ballot, you fill out the gray section on the ballot return envelope, and then you mail your ballot return through the U.S. Postal Service, or, as I just mentioned, deliver your ballot return envelope at one of the Chicago Election Board's early voting secured drop boxes. This mailing includes a list of secured drop box locations and hours. If you listen to me in Chicago, this drop box is, square, and it's not rounded. And it looks a little bit like a mailbox, but not much. It looks like, it's a square thing on wheels here. And it says, don't wait. Submit your ballot return envelope as soon as you have voted. All right. What if I want to vote in person instead? Well, all right. You can take the ballot to early voting or on election day, your precinct polling place. Give the ballot to the election judge, and you may vote on new ballots in person. This sounds pretty, sounds like it's hard to miss with this here. All right. Let's see what we got. All right. I'm pulling out the actual ballot here, if we could. Let's see here. A lot of stuff. All right, this does look like a ballot. I've never actually done this before. It's 25 after the hour. I'm voting by mail. I've never actually even said who I was going to vote for. I've never endorsed a candidate. Here I am voting on the mail here. All right, there is an official Chicago ballot return envelope in my hand. It's mostly gray and black and white. There's a little bit of yellow on it. You fill in your certification, print your name and your address, and you sign it. And you sign this on the outside. How about that? And it is no postage necessary if mailed in the United States. All right, so that's what I'm going to put it in. Now, let's see what I got here. Okay. All right. Okay. There we go. I sharpened my pencil here. All right. The list of candidates on my ballot includes Joseph R. Biden and Kamala D. Harris, Democratic ticket. Number two is Donald J. Trump and Michael R. Pence. They're the Republicans, and we have Howie Hawkins and Angela Walker on the Green Party. And then we have Gloria LaRiva and Leonard Peltier. They are socialists. They're the part. It's the Party for Socialism and Liberation. And then we got the American Solidarity Party, and then there's a Libertarian Party. So that's six of those. You know what? Should I wait and watch the debate? No, I think I'll just go for it. All right, I'm gonna vote for Biden and Harris. All right, you color in the oval. Okay. You do not use whiteout. All right, United States Senator, we're gonna vote for Dick Durbin, Democrat. I should almost vote for Willie Wilson. I don't know Willie Wilson that well, but he might shake things up there. All right, I'm voting for my congressman here, Mike Quigley. This is a Democratic ticket. I just realized I'm pulling the lever. It's all right. Quigley's probably okay. State Senator, looks like we've got the state senator apparently running unopposed, and we only have one Democratic candidate. All right. This isn't bad. All right, now, let's see. In the back of it, oh, gee whiz, we've got, oh, no. We have the, I'm having a flashback being in the booth. All right, we have the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District Commissioners. They are, oh, wow, vote for not more than three. This is a tough one here. I don't want to make too much of this, but I don't know who these people are. You know what I'm going to do? All right, call me up later and say you're an idiot, Gary. I'm going to vote for the three Green Party candidates here. Commissioner here. Come on, they're green. They don't know about water. Who does? It'd be Tammy Felicia Vincent, Troy Antonio Hernandez, and Rachel Wales. All right. State's attorney here in Illinois. We have Kim Fox running against Patrick Pat O'Brien, and then Brian Dennehy. I am not going to vote for Kim Fox. I'm just not going to do it. Tell you what, I don't want you to say that he only votes for Democrats. I'm going to vote for Pat O'Brien, Republican. See how the orchestra, when you say Republican, it comes right up. Clerk of the Circuit Court. All right, we will give Iris Martinez a shot at that. And then, let's see here. Judge of the Supreme Court. Not the big one, the one here in Illinois. Appellate Court. Circuit Court, bunch of judges. All right. I'll tell you something. If you want to know who to vote for judge in Chicago, you contact the Chicago Bar Association and say, should I vote for this guy or... Or not. Well, they'll tell you. All right, there we go. I will complete the other the judge stuff here, and I'm going to put it in the ballot, and I will sign my name. How about that? And that will be the end of the Trump administration. We hope. It's 9. Oh no! It's 30 past the hour. I don't know what time zone I'm in. It's half past the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago. Hello. Tommy Two-Tone. We're going to have you call in. I almost blew the number here. Our number is 844-220-3300 and leave us a voicemail. A toll-free voicemail anytime 24/7. And our email here is don't tell me, radioanything@gmail.com. So my theory is that this week we will start to communicate in bigger and better ways. So please lend me your thoughts. Send us your voicemails and voice memos and emails and whatever you want. Right, we'll try to put everybody together here on the I want to get into the show thing. So I'm often thinking that on Monday mornings we had to do a feature called the Monday morning review of the Sunday book review of books that I didn't have time to read, and we'll look through them anyway. So this pretty big week if you read all this stuff. The New York Times book review has a review of a book. I might try to read this one. It's about James A. Baker III. Baker was the only guy who was chief of staff to two presidents. He was the only guy. He was chief of staff to Reagan and to George H.W. Bush at some time. Interesting stuff. We're zipping through here. This is probably worth a read just because there's so much stuff about the workings of the White House and government. Baker was everywhere. He knew it all. See, this is the live sound of stuff being shuffled. There's a new book called Reaganland. One word, Reaganland, America's Right Turn. It's by Rick Perlstein. That shows how character and personality constantly confound conventional wisdom. How the 1980 presidential election marked the triumph of American conservatism. That was 40 years ago. It was. Mm-hmm. It was. Let's see what else we got. Book I'm trying to get into a little bit. This is one I'm not going to get into about. It's how Fox News runs things. CNN's Brian Stelter, in a book called Hoax. Have you heard that word before? Hoax. Donald Trump, Fox News, and the Dangerous Distortion of the Truth by Brian Stelter. I'm not sure what. I look at these books, and you know, as just in time for the election, now we're going to have kind of everything you ever wanted to know or suspected about the Trumps. You're going to have that either confirmed or expanded or illuminated in some way. Anyway, I'm not sure there's a lot new in this book. It just makes the point that so much of what Fox does, we used to call it Fix News, not Fox News. A small sampling of Fox's fictions include the caravan of terrorists and criminals supposedly marching north to evade America. Remember that? The debunked conspiracy theory that a Democratic National Committee staffer was murdered for leaking campaign emails. Also, the false claims that Ukraine, not Russia, was interfering in the 2016 election. And most recently, Fox wanted you to know that the deadly notion that the coronavirus was no worse than the seasonal flu. So, thing is, many of these things, I guess I'd kind of forgotten. We think that Trump makes stuff up, and then Fox reports it. In many ways, this book seems to indicate that far more than we really realize, Fox figures stuff out, and they put it on the TV, and then Trump is watching, and he says, "Oh yeah, that sounds good." So, this is the value of hoax, says the review here. It's a new book, CNN journalist Brian Stelter. It provides a thorough and damning exploration of the incestuous relationship between Trump and his favorite channel and of Fox's democracy decaying role as a White House propaganda organ masquerading as conservative journalism. I think it's freaky stuff, I gotta say. Somebody calling me right now? I see a line ringing in. Should we take a... Oh, come on. Wrong button. Call me again if you're ringing in. We are having fun trouble here. If you're listening between 9 and 10 in the morning, and 9 and 10 Chicago time, the number is 773-904. Wait a minute. 773-907-0724. I am so sorry. I got too much of a birthday. One of the other books that I'm looking at here is a book called Donald Trump versus the United States. Inside the Struggle to Stop a President by Michael Schmidt. Now, Michael Schmidt is a senior reporter over the New York Times. We know all about it, but do we? A lot of it is about the ups and downs of Don McGahn, the White House counsel, Trump's guy. The narrative sometimes, it says here, seems cinematic. It opens with Schmidt chasing down McGahn outside the White House, outside the front gates, and eventually him to come concede. This is pretty good here. This is Don McGahn quoting here. He said, "I damaged the office of the president. I damaged the office." That's the italics. The office. It's a breathtakingly revealing admission from the White House's chief lawyer. I think that might be worth. I think that might be worth reading. There's a couple of good ones in this. Mitch McConnell, one of my favorite guys. Schmidt writes that Mitch McConnell fell asleep during a classified briefing on Russia. Oh, that explains things. And that he details the FBI's shambolic reaction to evidence of the hacking in 2016. It talks about Trump's unexpected November 2019 visit to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Remember that? That was never actually explained. This is Schmidt reporting that the White House wanted Mike Pence on standby to take over the powers of the president. Oh, I bet he was, imagine Mike Pence on standby. Anyway, that didn't happen. The vice president never had to take that step. So, I don't know. I mean, you put it all together and you have kind of a story, I guess. We'll get more of the stuff as these books come out and we can actually read them. But I thought it was pretty cool. I like Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell falls asleep.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you, and now
Elton John music. Yes, sir. You know, I was thinking that we might want to have some Elton John in our, in our consciousness. I see there's an extensive release of previously unreleased Elton John stuff, like outtakes, things that he did early on in his career. And I was thinking that it'd be interesting to have that, you know, that, I don't know, what do you think that's going to cost? Not cheap. But then it occurred to me, you know, we can get that and we play it on the air, but you've never heard any of those songs. So I don't know how to deal with that. Anyway, that's an old one, of course. Kind of an aging song. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. It's 10:15. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago on the Bleat Network, which is bleat.network. And let's see here. This would be good if I had somebody just following me around with a microphone. It wouldn't sound like I was always turning my head away the way we did that. All right. We have Sparks on the phone here, I think. I believe we do. Sparks, good morning.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do this New Zealand thing. So the deal is that I'm fascinated with New Zealand. I don't know why. I've never been there. And New Zealand is just, it just seems like a cool place. So we've been trying to sort of monitor what's going on there, and we thought we would call up at some point. And it's in the middle of the night in New Zealand right now. So as people have heard me do this, I try to get through this whole sequence of events with a very long phone number here. So the first thing we're going to do here, we're going to call Radio New Zealand or Radio One New Zealand. We're going to run Radio New Zealand. Is that better? What do you think?
Radio New Zealand is the one that supposedly runs 24/7.
Okay.
I checked their hours of operation.
Okay.
Let's try it on.
Their hours of operation. What are our hours of operation? Do you have any? You have any idea on that? Okay.
I might have to ask you.
Okay. We have about 15 minutes left in the hour of operation here. All right. Radio New Zealand it runs all night, as you said, with people. They might answer a phone call. Okay. Now, this number that I have, I need to break this down because that's, I think, what happened here. So 011, what is that? That is that's a signal for an international phone call?
Yeah, that's the code to exit the U.S.
Okay, so we're going to...
Yeah, you're signaling.
Okay, so we're going to go 011. Okay, and then 64, is that the New Zealand area code? The country code?
That's the country code.
Okay.
64. Like, for example, UK was 44.
Okay, all right, good. All right. So this is good. You know, not many people... Well, maybe they do. I don't know. We're not making as many international phone calls as we should. So, all right. So to call out, you dial 1-0-1-1. That call that lets the system know we're gonna call out. And then New Zealand is 64, and then after that is on this page here. It's 044-474-1999. Does that sound right?
Yeah, 04 will be the city code.
Yeah.
So the 64 is the country code, and then 04 tells you where to go in that country.
Okay.
So 04 will be the city, and then the 477-1999 is the phone number.
474.
Yeah.
474. Off to a good start. I call Australia by accident. All right, let's see what we can do here. And then we hope. And where are these people? These people are in Wellington, we think. Or do you know? I don't know either. All right, let's find out here. Okay, I have Sparks on the line here, and I'm gonna try calling. Let's see here. Okay, this is the other line here. Okay, 011. Okay, let's try that again here.
Your call.
Don't start with me. Okay. All right. That's a dial tone. Okay. 011. 064. 04. 474. 1999. All right. I'm going to press the green go button. You ready?
It is not necessary to dial zero after the country code when dialing this country.
Oh, fine.
Please hang up and try your call again.
Okay, I will, but I lost Sparks. You
one,
back?
Four,
you, are you
seven,
back, Sparks?
I'm back.
Okay, all right. Okay, now see, we're already, you got off, you were off the, we lost it for like 5 seconds and already chaos broke out. Okay, let's try this again.
It is not necessary to dial zero.
Oh, please. All right, okay. All right, we're going to try this one more time. Okay. See, I want to show people that you can stand by here. Okay. I'm going to show people that no matter how old you are, you can always learn something new. And I will demonstrate that by completely booting this entire segment. Here we go. All right. Ready? Okay. All right. Here we go. 011. 6-4. Damn it. I only dialed one thing and then it beeped.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Jesus. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm just gonna keep doing this. Okay. Here we go. Oh. 1-1. Oh, I see what's happening. I'm imagining towns in my head. 011-6404. Okay, I got it. 474-1999. Oh, geez. Okay. All right. I think, and then I press the green button here. Let's see here.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Yeah. And why not? And that's it? What is?
I would like an answer, actually.
Okay. Do you think, I mean, you've never been to New Zealand, have you, Sparks? I mean, I haven't. Could this be maybe this is a fictional country. Maybe that's it. Let's just try one more time. I'm going to see if we can, I don't know why we can't just, try it again. Okay. Okay. 011. Okay, that's calling out. 6-4 is New Zealand. Okay, now 04 is the city, we think.
Yeah, Wellington, yeah.
All right, and then 474-1999. Okay. And then we press go. See?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
I want to know why. What do you face?
I almost wonder if they take local calls and not international. That's never heard that, but.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe, should we skip the. This is ridiculous. And is this not a news station in New Zealand? What if we had a breaking story, Sparks? Something was just going all right. We'll do one more thing here. I'll tell you what I'm going to try here. Let's try to skip one of those numbers.
Okay,
that's 011. Okay, here's 6-4. Okay, and then, okay, I'm going to skip the 04 and we'll go 4-7.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
You waited too long.
Thank God I didn't ask you to come over and help me fill out my mail-in ballot. All right, here we go. Stand by. Okay. We got one more more time. Here we go. I can do this. 011. Wait a minute.
Operator assistance. This call is an emergency requiring police, fire, or ambulance.
Yeah.
Please hang up and dial 911
it is not.
Now.
It is not. I'm going to hang up. I don't want to confuse anybody. Although, I'll tell you what, if it were an emergency, we'd be screwed right now if it were an emergency. All right, hang on one more time here. Okay, I'm going to try to disconnect this line here. You know, if we ever had an emergency, we'd be demonstrating something good. Okay. All right,
3 a.m. Central Time. To repeat, press star.
Say again.
Huh?
taken away. To call, press 1. For directory assistance, hang up and dial 411.
Well, at least we're getting somewhere.
Customer service, including repair, questions about your bill, or general assistance, such as obtaining an area code or rate, press 3. If you are calling a toll-free number, please hang up and dial the number directly. For more information, press 4.
We don't know if this
is... If you are a customer with a disability and need assistance with placing your call, remain on the line.
If I had a disability, I would be dead by now. No, we're fine. All right, let's try one more. I'm not sure.
I think they sensed your distress. They decided to send you that message.
Okay. There's an internal thing that says old person dialing in. Okay, right, one more time. All right, one more time. This is for the money here. Okay, let's see here. All right, I think we got it here. Oh boy, do not try this at home. Okay, let's try this. All right, here we go. Okay, 011. Okay, 64. Okay, now we get to that 04, which is Wellington City code. Shall I skip that, you think?
Your call cannot be completed as filed.
Oh. Might be needed.
I don't know.
But yeah, let's try.
I was having such a good day. I got my new chair. My granddaughter sang to me. Trump is about to lose the election. I was feeling so good. I really was. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, Radio New Zealand runs all night. With people, they might answer a phone call. Yeah, they might. And you know what? They might not. So I'll tell you what, Sparksworth, is it still Monday? We need to figure out, because we may be unable to call anybody else. I'll have to sit here for the rest of my life. The whole show will be you and me. And somebody saying that you cannot complete your phone call is dialed. Oh boy, okay, let me just see here. I just don't think we've done anything wrong here. You know what? Let me press this button. You'll enjoy this one. You ready? Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
This widecast was produced by Natasha Rodriguez in Chicago. See you tomorrow.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.